I was talking to some people that drove up from Surfers Paradise, and there were a bunch of rowdy women in this car. And I love the fact that this was their request. So I just wanted to preface this song, because some people would think of this as a love song, and some people may not. Obviously, the girls in the car were thinking of it as a love song. But your definition of love would probably come into play there. You finally got it, right. That rocket had a large arc, didn't it? Oh, yes. I love the fact that the women love to sing this song. So, boys, I would pay attention to, if it's date night and you spend a lot of money to come to this show and your date is singing this song, I'm going to bet on you. And if she's sitting there going, good luck. But it truly is a love song, because way back in Nashville days, when little Mac McAnally was rolling around in Mississippi in diapers and I was trying to struggle for a living in Nashville, I couldn't get anybody to record my songs. And that was the way you made a living, as a songwriter, duh. So out of frustration one night, I kind of looked at country music and the way that it was very suggestive when it comes to sex, and it's very direct when it comes to drinking. So I thought I would reverse those two concepts. And actually, no doubt in anybody's mind what the story of this song would be. Now I'd like to point out, this is before Snoop Dogg came on the scene. I was risque in those days. Now Snoop Lion, I think I'm going to revive my career as a risque singer. So ladies, join in. I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. How are we doing so far? Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. I see a couple going.
My name is Jimmy Buffett, and I approve that message. I wasn't paid for it either, so.